The role of collateral imaging for acute revascularization therapy. Do we need it, or should we just open the artery? Hi, I'm Carmen Lave Jenkins, Managing Editor of the International Journal of Stroke, and I spoke to SSA APSC conference keynote speakers Albert Yu and David Leibskind, who stood on opposite sides of the collateral imaging debate. You can hear a summary of this debate in the following podcast.
My name is Albert Yu. I'm a Director of Research and Technology and a Neurointerventionist at the Texas Stroke Institute. The focus of the talk was imaging selection for endovascular stroke treatment, which is now a hot topic in the field. And the debate centered around the utility of using collateral imaging for patient selection, and I was given the point of that collateral imaging wasn't necessary, and actually I believe that. I think that with good parenchymal evaluation and assessment of infarct size, that collateral assessment doesn't add any further information. And so that was the point of the talk, and that, you know, just going based on the guidelines and evidence, that really within the 6-hour window, all you really need is a non-contrast CT, using the aspects grading system to select patients, and then a CT angiogram to demonstrate a proximal occlusion.
I suspect that it's much more cost-effective to take that approach. So why is collateral imaging even on the table?
So I think that, you know, many people are not so familiar with using aspects and believe that non-contrast CT has limited utility in terms of assessing the core infarct size. And the point of my talk was to sort of dispel that, that there is good evidence that the non-contrast CT is a powerful tool to identify those patients who will benefit from treatment.
David Leibskind, I'm a professor of neurology at UCLA and director of the Neurovascular Imaging Research Corps there.
Okay, so this morning you had a contra piece to Albert Yu from Texas. He was talking about collateral imaging, that it's not useful, and you're talking about that it is useful. Is that right?
Correct. And I think the main distinction between the two viewpoints is that I consider collateral imaging to be a very expansive term. This includes a lot of different imaging profiles that we commonly use, and not necessarily direct imaging of the collaterals themselves, because most modalities actually don't, in fact, show the direct collateral visualization. So things like aspect scores, diffusion patterns on DWI, as well as other variables, are very important in terms of telling us what the blood flow state is most likely in one individual patient versus another.
Yep.
And I think that's most important because most of what we do on a daily basis around the world is make a decision about how to treat the next patient, what we do at the next stage. Most of these patients, the vast majority, are not actually in the trials.
Yep.
And I think that these are the most practical questions that come up.
It's not obviously not a cost-effective model. Why is it so important?
Well, so everybody images the stroke patient. So imaging is ubiquitous in stroke. And if you consider this broad definition of collateral imaging, including these perfusion patterns, including the infarct patterns, then I would say that we're all doing collateral imaging. Really the question is, how do you use that information in terms of making those decisions, whether they be therapeutic decisions or prognosticating what's likely to happen with patients? And that's where I think there's not been enough in-depth consideration of how we use that information. That information is very important in terms of what we tell patients and their families, how we make stepwise decisions, as well as communicate with our colleagues what may be helpful beyond even reperfusion.
How do we describe collateral imaging? What's the definition?
Probably the best definition is any imaging that gives you a perspective on what the hemodynamic status is of that patient. And when you have a proximal arterial occlusion in that subset of patients, we're not really discussing forward flow or antegrade flow. We're really talking about everything being delivered via collateral. So the collaterals are the essence of the hemodynamics.
This podcast is a Stroke Society Australasia, Asia-Pacific Stroke Conference and International Journal of Stroke Collaboration. You've been listening to an interview with Professors Albert Yu and David Leibskind. The International Journal of Stroke is the flagship publication of the World Stroke Organization. Please help us build a global stroke community by becoming a member.